Hi, my name's Hini Woss. Welcome to this Forest Yoga class. You can find more free audio classes like this one and information on my website, hiniwossyoga.co.uk.
As in any yoga class, be careful of your body. Don't stretch into pain. Find out what your body needs and honour what it's asking for. You don't need any special props for this class, just a mat to practice on. And if you find that putting pressure on your knees or your elbows is painful, then find yourself a blanket or a cushion or an extra mat so that you can be careful of your body. Find yourself a comfortable seated position. Make your spine really long. Stack your ears above your shoulders. And find out, how do you feel today? Our intent today is to unwind the tension in your shoulders. Use your breath and your attention to make space in your shoulders. Breathe softness into the area and use your exhale to release anything that you're ready to let go of. Take your breath deep into your hips, inhaling low into your torso. And on exhale, allow your shoulders to soften down your back. Take a deep breath right down into your pelvic bowl. Exhale, allow your shoulders to be soft, your jaw to let go. Allowing your breath to softly open up your ribcage. Allowing your exhale to carry away tension. Side bend and neck release. Plant the fingertips of your left hand down. Reach your right arm right up to the sky. Plant the palm down of the left hand, coming into a side bend that allows your ribs to find space between them. Draw your bottom shoulder blade down your back. Allow your head to hang into the space that you've made. Wash your breath all the way through the right side of the body. On your next exhale, keep head and torso where they are and bring the top arm down into neck release position. Palm facing the ground. Hand maybe a foot from the ground, maybe 6 inches, maybe a little more, a little less. But find a position for your arm that gives your neck a feeling of spaciousness. And if you find the stretch is too intense, you can bring the torso a little further towards upright. You don't want a deep stretch in the neck. Instead, you want a feeling of release, of space, of openness. Wash your breath into that stretch. Use your inhale to seek out any areas of stuckness, of tension. Use the exhale to allow it to release. On your next inhale, use your right arm to pull your torso up towards center, keeping the head hanging to the side as you do. Then take the left hand, the whole palm to the left side of the face, lift the head right back up. And then switch sides. Plant the fingertips of your right hand down. Reach up with the left arm And then plant the right palm down, coming into a side bend. Draw the bottom shoulder blade down your back. Allow your head to hang. Take a breath that widens the space between the ribs. On the left side this time. On your next exhale, bring the top arm down into neck release. Palm facing the ground, bring the hand down as far as feels good for you. Allow your neck to relax completely and find a comfortable opening stretch. And then get your breath in there, expanding into anywhere that feels tight. Let your jaw relax. Let your eyes soften. On your next inhale, use the pull of the left arm to bring the torso to center, head still hanging, and then use a hand to lift the head all the way back up so the neck can stay relaxed. Then come to lying on your back for elbow to knee. Knees bent, feet on the floor. Interlace the fingers and place the hands behind the head and neck. We'll do two rounds with the feet down. And if you have a tweaky back or any back injuries, or you've had recent abdominal surgery, or you have any issues with the abdomen like diastasis recti, then you can carry on doing the feet down version. But if you want to up level, then you can follow the cues for doing the feet up version. Take a deep inhale into the low back. Press the low back into the mat, curl the tailbone up. And then exhale and send both elbows towards your left knee, picking the left foot up off the floor. Knee stays above the hip. Pull the low belly down. And then inhale back to center. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the right. And then pick the right foot up off the floor. Knee stays above the hip. Pull the low belly down away from the ceiling. Inhale back to center. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up, squeeze your sit bones. And then exhale both elbows towards the left knee. Pick the left foot up off the floor, belly down, inhale back to center. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards your right knee. Pick the right foot up off the floor, pull the low belly down. And then inhale back to center. Head down, take a resting breath. If you want to up level, pick your feet up off the floor, heels a little bit lower than the knees, knees above the hips. Interlace the fingers behind the head and neck. Take a huge inhale into the low back, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the left knee. Extend through the right leg, kicking out through the heel to make the leg long. Pull the low belly down. Inhale back to center. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the right knee. Extend through the left leg. Kicking out through the heel. Make space in the left hip. Pull the low belly down. Inhale back to center. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the left knee. Extending through the right leg, make space in the right hip. Pull the low belly down. Inhale, back to center. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, both elbows towards the right knee. Extend through the left leg. Pull the low belly down. Inhale, back to center. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone. Exhale both elbows towards the left knee, extend through the right leg and squeeze the right sit bone. Pull the low belly down. Inhale back to centre. Hold the breath, press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the right knee, extend through the left leg and contract the left sit bone. Inhale back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the left knee, extending through the right leg, making space in the right hip. Pull the low belly down. Inhale back to centre. Hold the breath. Press the low back into the floor, curl the tailbone up. Exhale both elbows towards the right knee, extend through the left leg, make space in the hip. Pull the low belly down. Inhale back to centre. Head down, feet down, and take a deep breath into your belly. Feel the fizz, the lava, the heat that you generated with those abs. Bring the arms by the side, setting up for bridge. Knees still bent, feet on the floor. Have feet about hip-width distance apart, toes facing forwards. And have heels close to underneath your knees. Roll one shoulder blade down the back and then the other to make lots of space for your neck to relax here. Take a deep inhale into your low back. And then activate your feet. Exhale, press down through strong legs to lift your hips up into bridge. On exhale, tuck the tailbone down to make the low back really long here. Allow your neck to relax, allow your jaw to let go. Allow your hands to release anything that they're holding onto. The whole upper body can relax as the legs power down to lift the hips. Spiral the inner thighs up towards the ceiling. Take a soft breath down into the hips, filling the torso up with breath, like pouring water into a glass. Exhale, soften the neck, soften the jaw. Allow the shoulders to relax. On exhale, tuck the tailbone down and bring the upper back down to the ground. Then tuck the tailbone again, bring the mid back down to the ground. Then tuck the tailbone, bring the low back to the ground, and finally tailbone comes down. Roll over onto your side and come to all fours, dolphin prelude. Come down to the elbows and then increase the distance between your elbows and your knees, moving your knees back or your elbows forward about 4 to 6 inches, more if you're taller, less if you're smaller. Measure the distance between the elbows by clasping the upper arms. Make sure that your elbows aren't too wide. And then bring the hands down in front, interlace the fingers. Inhale and lift the back of the heart up towards the ceiling. Relax your neck completely. And exhale, send your hips back towards your heels, finding a stretch through the fronts of the armpits, the top of the chest, and a massaging feeling between the shoulder blades. Send your breath into where you can feel that stretch. Use your exhale to release whatever tension you find there. Working this pose softly, gently, kindly. And allowing the muscles to release at their organic rate. Send your breath into the fronts of the armpits, right at the top of the chest and around the collarbones. Find out how you can make space in that area with your breath. Check in with your neck. Is it still relaxed? Can you let it go anymore? On your next inhale, bring your weight forwards to come out of the stretch and come to all fours, hands and knees, for Turbo Puppy. Shift your hands about an inch forward. Let your neck relax completely. Inhale, lift the back of the heart up towards the ceiling, and then exhale and bend the elbows halfway down towards the mat. Squeeze the elbows in. Wrap the shoulders. Move the shoulder blades in towards the armpits and broaden your back. Feel for working the muscles of the shoulders as strongly as feels good for you today. Feeling the upper arms working. The top of the chest working, the upper back working. And get your breath flooding into any area that feels like it needs a little energy just now. Neck stays completely relaxed, even though the shoulders are working so hard. And then straighten the elbows, setting up for dolphin. Bring the elbows down to the mat. Measure the distance between the elbows, clasping the upper arms, halfway between the elbow crook and the bicep. Then bring the hands down to the mat in front. If you want a little support in your shoulders, if you're shoulder tweaky, shoulder tense, then you can have fingers interlaced, hands together. If you want to up-level a little, work your shoulders a little harder, then you can have palms flat on the ground with forearms parallel and a straight line between the elbow and the middle finger. Let your neck relax completely. Inhale, lift the back of the heart up, and then exhale, tuck toes, straighten legs, bring the hips up towards the sky. Wrap the shoulders strongly, broadening the back just like in Turbo Puppy. Relax your neck. Let the head hang. Allow your jaw to let go. Allow your eyes to be soft, the muscles across the forehead to release. Take a deep inhale into the stretch that you feel in the back of your legs, Achilles tendons, calves, hamstrings. Exhale, relax your neck again. Take two more breaths here in dolphin before you come down. Flooding your breath into the shoulders, into the back of the neck, the base of the brain. Then bring the knees down and sit back. If you have a little longer than an hour for your practice today, you can stop the recording now and do several rounds of sun salutations. B series with three pose vignettes. Come to standing at the front of your mat. Activate your feet. Press the balls of the feet, the heels of the feet into the floor. Lift the toes, spread the toes wide apart. Tuck the tailbone down. Telescope the ribs up. Shoulder blades relax down the back. Hands together at chest. Exhale. Inhale, raise the arms up, bend the knees deeply, sitting low into chair. Tuck the tailbone down to keep the low back protected. Exhale, forward fold. Knees bent if that feels best for your back. Neck relaxed. Inhale and scoop the chest forward, lengthening the spine. Exhale, hands down to the mat, step back into plank. If you wish, inhale, bring the knees down. Everybody, exhale, bend the elbows, bring the torso down to the mat. Belly button and nose meet the ground at the same time. Lay all the way down. Then bring your hands about 12 inches in front of the shoulders for low cobra. Tuck the tailbone down and pull forward as you bring the chest forward, heart lifting, come up into cobra. Inhale. Exhale, pull forward as you come down, lie all the way down. And bring the hands under the shoulders, press back to downward dog. If you want to up level, turbo dog, bend the elbows halfway down to the mat. Keep the shoulders wrapped, whichever variation you choose. Neck relaxed. Inhale and step the left foot forwards into warrior one. Feet about 4 feet apart. Align your hips with the short edge of the mat. You might be able to do this with your feet in line, heel to heel, or you might want your feet a little bit further apart on tramlines. Tuck your tailbone down. Shoulder shrugs. Take a deep inhale across the upper back. Hold the breath. Bring the shoulders straight up to the ears, straight back behind, and then exhale, drag that stretch down. Take a deep inhale into your upper back, broadening the back with your breath. Hold the breath, bring mid-tips of shoulder blades together. Exhale, drag the stretch down. Take a deep inhale across the upper back. Hold the breath, bring bottom tips of shoulder blades together. Pick up the elbows to help, squeeze, and exhale, drag down. Let your arms relax. Bird wing. Pin your elbows to your sides, forearms parallel to the ground, palms facing up. Exhale, drag the shoulder blades down strongly and wing the hands out to the sides. Inhale, release the hands to float back to centre. Exhale, draw the shoulder blades down, hands out. Inhale, float back to centre. Exhale, shoulder blades down, hands out. Feel the stretch in the upper trapezius muscles across the tops of the shoulders. Inhale, hands come back to centre. Do one more round in your own time, drawing the shoulder blades down strongly, squeezing the elbows in strongly. Once you've finished your round, allow the arms to release. Eagle arms. Bring the left arm over the right, cross the upper arms. If it feels good for you, go for the second cross at the wrists too. Allow your shoulder blades to relax down your back. Scoop the elbows forward, a little up if that feels good for your shoulders. Take a deep breath into the back of the heart. Exhale, soften the neck, soften the jaw. Flood your breath into this stretch. Exhale, release the arms. Bring the hands down either side of the front foot. Step back to downward dog. Allow your neck to relax. Wrap your shoulders. Send a breath into the backs of the legs. And then inhale and send the right foot forward. Warrior one on the right this time. Feet about 4 feet apart. Hips align with the short edge of the mat. Belly button and nose facing the short edge of the mat too. Shoulder shrugs. Take a deep inhale across the upper back. Hold the breath. Bring the shoulders straight up to the ears, straight back behind. Exhale, drag that stretch down. Broaden the upper back with your breath. Breathe into the upper back. Hold the breath. Shoulders straight back behind from mid-tips of shoulder blades. Exhale, drag it down. Relax the arms. Tuck the tailbone down if you feel any compression in the low back. Press your low back ribs against an imaginary wall behind you. Take a huge inhale into the upper back. Hold the breath. Bring bottom tips of shoulder blades together. Pick up the elbows to help. Exhale, squeeze and drag down. And release the arms. Allow them to relax. Bird wing. Pin the elbows to the sides. Forearms parallel, palms facing up. Exhale, drag the shoulder blades down the back. Wing hands out to the sides, pinning the elbows in strongly. Inhale, allow the hands to float back to centre. Exhale, shoulder blades down. Hands out. Inhale, allow the hands to float back to centre. Exhale, shoulder blades down strongly. Hands out to the sides. Inhale, hands float back to centre. One more. In your own breath count. Then plant the hands down either side of your front foot. Step back to downward dog. Turbo dog if you want to up level. Neck relaxed, shoulders wrapped. Take a deep breath into your shoulders. Exhale, soften your shoulders, soften the back of your neck. Inhale and step your left foot forwards into Warrior Two. Feet about 4 feet apart, hips, belly button and nose aligned with the long edge of the mat this time. Turn the left foot towards the short edge of the mat. Deep bend in that left knee. Align your front heel with the arch of your back foot. Unlocking the shoulders. Bring both arms up so that the forearms are parallel to the floor, a right angle bend in the elbows. Forearms parallel to each other, palms facing in. Take a huge inhale across the upper back. And then exhale, shoulder blades down, elbows forward, and squeeze the elbows in towards one another, just a little, activating the upper arms strongly. Inhale, release. Exhale, shoulder blades down, elbows forward, squeeze the elbows in. Flood your breath into where you feel that stretch, that work, that intensity. Then release. Archer arms. Send the left hand up towards the ceiling, the left arm reaching up towards the ceiling. Drop the hand down the back. Begin by taking the fingertips of the right hand and place them on the right elbow. Use that contact between the fingertips and the elbow to help lift the elbow up towards the sky. And if it feels good in your shoulders, you can also move that elbow back. Seek space across the front of the chest, around the tops of the armpits. Seek a little squeeze of the shoulder blades together behind. If you want to, and you can maintain that space in the top of your chest, then you can go for the clasp, bringing the right hand down behind the back and taking hold of the left hand. Get your breath moving softly, warmly into the top of the chest to help make more space. Flood your breath in around the collarbones, around the fronts of the armpits, around the throat. And release the arms. Ostrich. Interlace the fingers behind your pelvis. Draw the hands down towards the heels strongly. Keep a deep bend in your front knee. You might want to stay here. This might be enough of a stretch for you. If you want to go deeper, inhale, lift the heart up towards the ceiling. Exhale, forward bend, bring the torso down between the feet. Allow the neck to relax. If it feels good for you, you can lift the hands up away from the pelvis, reaching the hands away from the shoulders, finding a opening, a stretch, a widening through the front of the chest, squeezing the shoulder blades together behind. Wash your breath through the back of the heart. But find something that feels really delicious about this stretch. Get your breath flooding into that feeling. And if it doesn't feel good, change what you're doing. This is your practice for your body. Do what makes your body feel good. Bring the hands back down to the pelvis if they're lifted. Unlace the fingers. Plant the hands down either side of your front foot. Step back to downward dog or turbo dog. Relax your neck. On your next inhale, send your right foot forward between your hands. Come up into warrior two on the other side. Feet about 4 feet apart. Front heel aligned with back arch. Strong bend in the front knee. Hips aligned with the long edge of the mat. Tuck the tailbone down a little if you feel any compression in your low back. Unlocking the shoulders. Bring the arms up so the upper arms are parallel with the floor. Right angle bend in the elbows, palms facing in, forearms parallel with each other. Exhale, shoulder blades down, back. Send the elbows forward, squeeze the elbows in. Inhale, release. Exhale, shoulder blades down, elbows forward, squeeze the elbows in. This time hold through the inhale. Send each breath into this stretch. Feeling the broadening across the top of the shoulders, the back of the neck. Feeling the activation of the upper arms, the upper chest. And then release. Arch your arms. Send your right arm up towards the ceiling. Drop the hand down the back. Fingertips of the left hand onto the right elbow. Use that contact to lift the right elbow up towards the ceiling. Maybe if it feels good, moving the elbow back. Use your breath to help make space across the top of the chest. Around the throat. And then, if you wish, you can go for the clasp, or you can stay here in the variation. Find out what feels best for your shoulders today. Send your best quality of attention into the stretch that you feel. And if you've gone for the clasp and it doesn't feel good for your shoulders, then release. Come back to the variation. Don't push your body anywhere that it doesn't want to be. It will release at its own rate. Release the arms. Ostrich. Interlace the fingers behind the pelvis. Draw the hands down towards the floor. You can stay here. Or, if you wish, inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, forward fold. And if it feels nice for your shoulders, then you can lift the hands up away from the pelvis. Start moving them towards the floor behind you. Keep a strong bend in the front knee. Keep both feet pressing down strongly into the ground and flood your breath into the stretch that you feel. Use your breath to seek space around the collarbones, in between the ribs at the top of the chest, around the heart, across the shoulders, the back of the heart, underneath the shoulder blades. Then plant your hands down either side of your front foot. Step back to downward dog or turbo dog. Keep your neck very relaxed and step or lightly, silently jump your feet forwards, coming into a forward fold. Neck stays soft. Inhale, stand all the way up and then raise the arms. And then exhale, sit low into chair. Tuck the tailbone down strongly using the buttock muscles so that the low back is protected here. Sit as low as you can and take 3 deep breaths here, allowing yourself to feel every detail of the building intensity in your legs. Shoulder blades soft, jaw soft. On your next inhale, straighten the legs, stand up, hands together at chest, exhale. Shower on the wall. Find yourself a little bit of wall space and come standing facing the wall about your torso's distance from the wall, maybe about 2 foot. Feet hip width distance apart. Plant the hands on the wall at about eye height, about shoulder width distance apart. On exhale, send your hips backwards, allowing your torso to drape down towards the floor, and wrap your shoulders strongly so that you're supporting the stretch in the shoulders and the front of the chest. Let your neck relax completely. Inhale into the stretch that you feel. Exhale, find out what can you release from your shoulders here. As you stay in the stretch, allowing your body to soften at the rate that it's ready to soften. Not forcing the stretch, only allowing the muscles the opportunity to get longer. Check in with your neck. Let it be entirely relaxed. Soften the eyes, the muscles across the forehead. If you feel that your belly is dumping down towards the floor at all, then use the muscles of your abdomen to straighten out the back a little bit. Bring the belly up, hug the belly in to protect the low back. Deep inhale into the stretch. Exhale, soften. And then take a step towards the wall to come out of the stretch. Come back to your mat. Dorsal fin. Come to hands and knees, and then bring the elbows down to the mat. Measure the distance between the elbows by clasping the upper arms. And then bring the hands down to the mat, forearms parallel. Have a straight line between the elbow and the middle finger. If you find that your shoulders aren't strong enough or are too tweaky or too painful to do dolphin or dolphin variations with the hands flat, then you can clasp the fingers, interlace the fingers. Allow your neck to relax entirely. Lift the back of the heart up towards the ceiling on inhale. Exhale, tuck toes, straighten legs. From here, you can explore whichever variations call to you. If your fingers are interlaced, then you can work with lifting one leg, staying there for a few breaths, and then, when you're ready, bringing the leg down, lifting the other leg. Stay for an equal number of breaths with the right leg and the left leg lifted. If you're working dolphin with the hands flat, you also have the option of heading towards dorsal fin. Begin by taking the left arm behind the back. Use your abs to keep you steady if you feel wobbly. If you feel you have it today, also lift the right leg up and clasp the right foot with the left hand. This is dorsal fin. Keep neck relaxed, keep shoulders wrapping. Keep pressing down through your strong arms, your strong legs, and relax the neck. Use the abs to keep you steady. Engage your belly. And then, when you've had enough fun on this side, release the clasp, bring legs, arms down, and then try it on the other side. Keep your breath moving steadily throughout. If you want more time to play with dorsal fin or with dolphin variations, then you can stop the recording now and then restart it when you finish. I mean to warm down. Take a seat on your mat, cross legs or bardakon, or legs out straight or knees bent, whatever feels best for your back here. Neck release. Take the left hand, palm facing the ground, and turn the fingertips in and tuck the fingertips underneath your sit bone, your left sit bone. Allow your head to relax away from that pinned arm, right ear coming towards the right shoulder. If the stretch feels too intense, then you can always draw your fingertips out a little bit so you're sitting on less of them. Or you can release that pin altogether. If you want to deepen the stretch, then take your right hand, bringing the right hand over the ear, fingertips onto the jawline, and using that weight of the arm to gently traction the neck just a little. Wash your breath into the stretch. Using your inhale to make space around the top of the shoulder. Using the exhale to release any tension that's ready to let go. On your next exhale, bring the chin down about an inch, find a new stretch in the back of the neck, and get your breath into that stretch. On your next exhale, bring the chin down another inch, finding another new stretch. Wash the breath through. Seek out anywhere that feels tight or stuck. See if you can just get your breath inside it. Expand out, ease out that tension. If your right arm's raised, then release the right arm down. Use the right hand on the forehead to lift the head all the way up back at the centre, and then release the pinned arm. Then switch sides. Turn the fingertips of the right hand in. Sit on the fingertips, palm facing the ground. Allow your head to relax all the way to the left. Left ear coming towards left shoulder. And then if you wish to deepen the stretch, take the left hand, fingertips along the jawline. And wash your breath into that stretch. Find a way of doing this pose that feels really good for your body, really kind to your body. Breathing into anything that feels particularly good, to really enjoy that pleasure. On your next exhale, bring the chin down about an inch, finding a new stretch to the back of the neck. Use your breath like a healing balm to soothe any tension, ease out anything that feels tight. On your next exhale, bring the chin down another inch. Making space for the muscles of the neck to get a little longer, to get a little softer. Release the top arm. Take the left hand to the forehead. Lift the head back up to centre. Allowing the neck to stay completely relaxed. Your arm does all the work. Then unpin your right hand. Come to lying on your back. Draw your knees in towards your chest. And hug the knees in. Rock from side to side to massage the back against the mat. If it feels nice, you can move the knees in circles. Seek out anywhere in the back that feels particularly glorious as you massage it into the mat. You can linger there. Allow your shoulders to be very soft. Your arms are doing all the work here. And then bring your legs out long for final relaxation. Arms by the sides, palms facing up. Roll one shoulder blade down the back, then the other. And then allow your arms, your hands, your shoulders, your jaw, your eyes to all let go and soften. Close the eyes gently. Take a deep inhale into the low belly. Hold the breath. Squeeze the muscles of the feet, of the ankles, the calves, the knees. Squeeze them tight, 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 tight. Exhale, release. Take a deep inhale into the low belly. Balloon the low belly out with your breath. And then hold the breath. Squeeze the muscles of the thighs, the buttocks, the hips, the low belly. Squeeze them tight, tight, tight. Even tighter. Exhale, release. Take a deep inhale into the low belly. Hold the breath. Squeeze the muscles of the chest, the shoulders, the arms. Make fists with your hands. Squeeze them tight. Even tighter. Even tighter. Exhale, release. Take a deep inhale into the low belly. Softly ballooning the belly out. Then hold the breath. Squeeze the muscles of the shoulders, the neck, the face, the jaw, nose, eyes, ears, the top of the head, the scalp, the base of the brain. Squeeze them so tightly. Exhale, release. Rest here for 5 minutes or as long as you like. With each inhale, allow the breath to softly flood into your belly. And with each exhale, allowing to release into the ground any last bits of tension. Namaste.